Before we get started, if anyone has a cell phone on, we would appreciate it if you turned it off or put it on silent. The back door is to remain open and unblocked. Nobody's standing in the doorway. Any conversations, please take outside. It's a meeting of the Board of License Commissioners, Wednesday, December 4th. It's 3:05 p.m. We're in the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, basement conference room. Before you, the Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti-Ferrer, Chief Gerard Mahoney. First matter, disciplinary, Fresh Pond Auto Sales Incorporated, doing business as Fresh Pond Auto Sales, 307 Fresh Pond Parkway. Holder of used car dealer license number 12774. For alleged violations of the conditions of its license, operating without a certificate of occupancy, and consideration of license status pursuant to the provisions of General Laws, Chapter 140, Sections 57 through 69. Anyone who's going to testify, please stand and raise your right hands. Swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Chief Mahoney. My name is Attorney Jesse Schomer. Last name is spelled S-C-H-O-M-E-R. I'm with the law firm of Rignante Stereo, LLP, 401 Edgewater Place, Wakefield, Mass., representing the license holder, Fresh Pond Auto Sales.
Good afternoon. Could you please, did you not bring down any notice of appearance?
I did not.
When we're done, if you can go upstairs and ask for a notice of appearance form and fill one out so that we know where to send the decision, that would be great.
Certainly.
Thank you.
We also have an issue that light is directly in my eyes that needs to be. Mr. Dietrich, the light on your camera is directly in my eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Eddie Lakis, L-A-K-K-I-S.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrea Boyer, Investigator for City Cambridge License Commission.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. An investigation of the Fresh Pond Auto Sales located at 307 Fresh Pond Parkway took place due to receiving complaints from residents and City Councilor Jan Devereaux. Some of the complaints were that there were more than the allowable cars on the lot. Some were being parked overnight, and also some were being parked in a lawn area, and that was specifically not allowed by the Inspectional Services Department. And although they were permitted for 11 vehicles, there were 14 and 15 on the parking lot on November 4th, the 16th, and the 18th, 2019. And at times, as I mentioned, they were parked on the lawn, which prompted the Inspectional Services Department to send a letter to tell them to cease and desist doing so on November 6, 2019. I did give inspection forms and pictures that are in the file. Fresh Pond Auto Sales is not allowed to have overnight parking on the parking lot, and on November 4th and 19th, those inspection forms are attached. There was overnight parking. One of the reasons I could tell that one of the inspection was very, very early in the morning before workers would even attempt to be on premise, and there was frost on the windshield and so forth, so you could tell that the automobiles had not been run. Also, Fresh Pond Auto has failed to submit the total number of vehicles inside of the building per the board's vote of November 29th, 2017. In addition, they've been working in the building without a certificate of occupancy from Inspectional Services Department. An inspection date of November 21st, there were 19 vehicles parked inside the building with three workers on site. Could not locate the viewpoint application for their certificate of occupancy, but I was told that they submitted a paper application approximately 2 weeks ago after they received the ISD letter to cease and desist parking on the lawn. And the last inspection on Monday showed vehicles still inside of the premise.
This Monday?
Yes, this one that just passed. Here are some pictures that were in December 2nd.
Do you have extra pictures of those?
Thank you. I had sent this as a packet for the notice. Did you receive the pictures?
We received a few pictures, yeah. These are the ones you mean?
board. This is the packet that I sent that includes the pictures that you are looking at right now in color, okay, along with the license premise inspection forms.
Okay. Thank you. Counselor, any questions from Ms. Boyer? Chief Boyer, I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. No questions.
You want to start?
Yeah. So I prepared a letter that we'll file for the record, but I'll outline our position in this. What I hope and what I think is happening here, it's a bit of a misunderstanding about what's happening on the property. The property was an active work site. It was a construction zone. The cars in question, my understanding is that they're primarily contractors and subcontractors for the construction, and some of the cars were owned.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. Let's take this one by one. Are you saying that the cars inside are the construction people?
I'll let Mr. Lakis drill down on the details. I don't know the answer to that question. Primarily the cars on the outside of the site is my understanding. There were a few of the cars were owned by Mr. Lakis and his family, and they operate the business next door. And so the reason why they were there, they're not there as part of the operation of the business. The business is not yet opened, and it's not yet operating. They haven't sold a single car. So we're not currently operating under the license. It's currently under construction, as I mentioned. So they're storing some vehicles while they're waiting for a certificate of occupancy. Some of the cars were contractors, but none of the cars were being used in any way in connection with the sale of automobiles. So I'll leave it to Mr. Lakis to answer your more specific question about the vehicles inside.
Good afternoon. We have not bought or sold any cars under the license. We were sheltering cars inside, yes, just to relieve pressure on the parking lot next door. Just safety reasons, less cars, more open space on the adjoining building. We were repairing any cars inside the vehicle. Not repairing vehicles inside the building. We would clean cars, yes, you know, vacuum or interior detailing, just to keep somebody out of the cold, we have not sold any cars. We don't have an office to conduct business. And the parking lot, yes, we did overuse it on the number of cars, but we rectified that the day of notice as soon as Chief Licensing Investigator Andrea stopped by. We took care of that right away, and we did put that in the email. We are tying up loose ends. There were contractors, subcontractors in and out, but the parking lot has been taken care of, and there has been no overnight parking. I've been in and out. I'm sorry. My wife delivered a month and a half ago, and I haven't been as much at work as I usually am, so I'm sorry if there is little piece of information that I might not have.
Well, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
I have a memory when we talked about this license, about your family owning the business next door, and about the issues with the residents and the past complaints and everything else. And one of the issues in terms of the no overnight parking was precisely these past and previous complaints and these conditions. And here we are with the overnight parking.
No, I understand. It's just we're not open for business, and I figured without the certificate, we're not. Now, as soon as the business is open, I agree. I'll even put a physical barrier, whether it's a chain or something, to make sure nobody does sneak in overnight.
If you don't have a certificate of occupancy, there should be nothing in the building.
Even storage of vehicles?
None.
I was under the impression by having a permit, you know, for flammables, it would allow just to put...
Not if you don't have a certificate of occupancy. Building can't be occupied.
Understood.
And you can't have people vacuuming inside either or anything of that nature.
Understood. If you don't have a certificate of occupancy and you say there's still contractors working, the only people that should be in the building are contractors. And the certificate of occupancy, the status is they filed a paper application.
They filed a paper application, I believe, on the 1st of November, and my understanding is that they filed an electronic application on the 15th. Usually the turnaround on those is a couple of days, but here we are almost a month later. So we're planning on stopping by the ISD window as soon as this hearing is over to try to find out the status of that. But I would expect no issue with receiving that. The work, as I said, is substantially completed in accordance with the permits, and they hope to operate and start opening immediately.
How many vehicles do you intend to have inside the premises once you do get a certificate of occupancy?
No more than 25.
Chair?
Yes.
I would have to check with ISD. I believe that there has not been an electronic application.
It's I
just have a paper one.
I have the application number.
Do you have it? Okay.
Is it recent? I think the whole confusion, I stopped by before the meeting, and one of the representatives behind the counter initially said there wasn't, but as soon as I gave her the COC application number, mm-hmm. she did find it. The property address is 307 Fresh Pond Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
She said it was listed as 317, but we specifically remember the mailing address was set at 317, mm-hmm. but the site is 307.
Okay.
And for the record, I will pull up that COC application number. Application number 60693. That was filed on the 15th.
So you own the building, correct?
I do not, no. Fresh Pond Auto Sales is the tenant.
Tenant. Who owns the building?
EMJR Properties.
So that, now, your family operates in the business immediately adjacent, correct?
Correct, sir.
And how about the gas station? Is that theirs as well?
That's us as well, yes.
So do you own any of that property, or you're tenants for all three?
We're tenants for all three.
All three locations?
I do not own any of the buildings.
Okay.
Yeah. The GC is the one who filed for the COO.
And you do know that there are some conditions that are based on the special permit that you received, correct?
Sorry, if you could refresh.
So ISD sent you a letter on November 6th regarding the parking in at this location, and they mentioned that this is part parking on the vehicles on the grass and everything parks. It's a violation of your special permit and also Article 20 of Section 20.60 of the Cambridge Zoning Ordinance. So, you know, there is... Not only do you have the conditions on our license, but there is a special permit that you need to also adhere to. And the fact that you're asking me what the special permit is concerning. You need to be aware of that.
Well, I can probably speak to that. With respect to the folks up at ISD, I think that maybe have been a misstatement, or maybe they're confusing us with another property.
Okay.
There's no special permit for the property. This was an as-of-right use, and that's the reason why we proceeded with this.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's no special permit.
Okay.
Just to go back to your point, Madam Chair, of the number of automobiles, in the letter that I'll hand in, I note that we reached out to the code consultant with the general contractor for Mr. Lakis,
mm-hmm.
and he reviewed the building code and the fire code and found no code-based restriction on the number of vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So the intent of the business is to operate no more than 25 vehicles based on the amount of space that they have in the building and the average number of cars. Obviously, that'll go up and down based on the size of cars, but no more than 25. That's the absolute maximum. And we put that in writing in our letter, and that we would respectfully hope that could serve as the official notice.
And I think
number.
The 25 was something that was discussed when we first talked about this license and the... I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it was the chief that said that in terms of square footage that seemed a little tight, which is why we asked for a specific certification that the square footage would allow the 25 vehicles there. In fact, you talked about 20 to 25, and that was flagged as way too many cars at the time. In terms of the ISD and the special permit, I think they might be discussing the development that was created for this specific location with Cambridge Community Development Department, because this location was done through the CDD, and there were a lot of conditions and a lot of negotiating in terms of the building facade and the parking spaces and everything else. So yes, maybe they missed represented what special permit they're talking about or misstated, but I do know that in Mr. or is it Lakis or Lakis?
Either one, it's Lakis.
Okay, Mr. Lakis. I know that you're aware of that, correct? Because you were involved in that.
That special permit, I think that's for 317 Fresh Pond Parkway, not for 307.
This is the Tokyo old location?
Correct.
Yes. So this is that location.
Okay.
I mean, I remember specifically concerns were raised at the time the license was issued about this situation in particular. Neighbors were very concerned that this was going to occur, and you assured everybody it wouldn't occur. Right?
It won't happen again. And with the business being open, it cannot happen. We need customers to go in and out safely.
So look, in some of these photos, some of these automobiles inside the building are registered. Who owns those?
We were sheltering those for the building next door, the repair shop.
So they've been using it as storage for?
For the other business, basically. Mm-hmm.
And these kind of things, this is what I meant when I said that I thought this was a misunderstanding. I think Mr. Lakis misunderstood that he was not allowed to house those vehicles in there. Our recommendation to him, and we would accept this as a condition of reinstatement of his license, that no further vehicles be stored in the vehicle pending receipt of the certificate of occupancy.
There shouldn't be anything in the building.
Absolutely, we agree. We weren't aware that this was happening. That would have been our advice to them if we had known this was happening. So they'll be removed immediately, and it won't happen again.
So, Chair, the certificate of occupancy is listed as the 317 address, and then, so that's where the location is listed as 317. The parking is listed as 317, but this building is 307, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
we
so
need to check with
that's why
DPW on
this needs to be changed as well in the system, so we can by the applicant because the addresses are backwards.
Database, or both.
I'll make note of that. Make sure we take care of that.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of moving parts here. Particularly, I think there's still. Clearly, there's no COO yet as of today. So this would be my recommendation. As to this case, I would defer on the action that we would take. Let me back that up for a moment. Once you receive the COO, when are you ready to open? Because you said there's, or I'm sorry, I can't remember if it was you or your counsel said that there's still construction. Is that correct?
We're done now. All construction is done.
Okay.
So as soon as we get the certificate, we would be ready to open.
Okay. So this is what I would say. I would say we defer in terms of, this is what I would do. I would defer in terms of what action, what disciplinary action to take. We have a meeting on,
The
18th. We take it up back then. If between now and the 18th the COO gets issued, we would reinstate or grant the license, issue the license with the conditions that we originally placed, that the parking lot has a total of 11 spaces only to be used for employees and customers and no overnight parking. And only if we receive the number of vehicles that are going to be inside should we issue the license at that point. If we get all that, we issue it before the 18th, and then on the 18th we take up any disciplinary action that we may want to take.
So you have a affidavit, or you can produce an affidavit from the code consultant.
I can do that.
Stating that the storage of vehicles inside is not in violation of the Massachusetts Fire Safety Code.
I can do that. Okay. Yes, sir.
So do you want to do that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. So we'll defer at this moment in terms of taking action, and then provided that you do get a COO between now and the 18th, and that you provide us the affidavit, then the license can be reissued with the condition of how many vehicles inside per that affidavit, and provided we see no issues with it, and with the conditions that were already granted with the license.
To be clear, they do have to remove the vehicles that are on there now until the COO is?
Yes. Okay. All the vehicles have to be removed. The parking lot cannot be used, especially not for overnight parking.
Understood.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Madam Chair, would you like me to file for the record the letter that I mentioned a couple times?
Would you like a copy?
No, but I will get you the signature.
Thank you. I think there's four copies there, just so all the commissioners have one of them.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Far left on my little desk, and it's labeled.
Okay.
Application HRB Mass Holdings LLC, doing business as Hyatt Regency Cambridge, 575 Memorial Drive, has applied to transfer the all-alcohol hotel license held by CCHH Cambridge LLC, doing business as Hyatt Regency Cambridge, same location. Edward Moroz is proposed manager of record. Premise described as 15 floors in basement, 470 sleeping rooms, one restaurant with cocktail area, terrace on second floor, one meeting space with terrace on third floor, one banquet room on 14th floor, one banquet room on the 16th floor, eight meeting rooms on first floor, five meeting rooms on second floor. Applicant is also applying for a management operating agreement and an entertainment license to include recorded music above conversation level, live music with amplification, DJ, dancing by patrons, and three TVs.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Yes. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Chief Mahoney. Corey Wilk, CoreyWilk from Goulston & Stores at 400 Atlantic Ave in Boston. And with me is Ed Moroz.
Edward Moroz, M-R-O-Z.
Thank you.
New to Cambridge, but I've been in Boston for a while.
Thank you. Mr. Wilkes, do you have a complete manager application for me?
Do we have a complete manager application? Yes. I believe that was that not included in the original submission?
Well, the Section 12A is completed and he signed it, but B and C and D are not answered.
I will check. If those were not answered, we will have him do that now. But that is in the B, C, and D are in what I have.
Okay, so I'll take that one and then I'll give you this one.
It's like copy, so they're your signatures. Is that the same as this?
There is one uploaded.
Thank you. I also have the...
Nope, still not. Okay. The questions are not answered.
Oh, yeah. The one that's been uploaded, though.
This one is... Mm-hmm. I apologize. Okay. I'm not sure why there's multiple copies of it with different levels. It must have.
Because the first
when
one
Susan,
that came
yeah.
Susan did not give us a completed
okay.
one.
Here's the... She sent me these by overnight mail.
Awesome. And then she had sent us one that wasn't signed.
Of the affidavits?
No, the manager application.
Okay, so that one was signed, and if you need an original of anything, we can supplement with that.
And then the this retail form, do you have one with that's checked out with management agreement? And if not, you
yes,
are having
I
a
do.
Management. Can I have
yes,
one then?
Yes, I do.
And you can take that one.
I would ask for that as well.
Okay.
I will find that while we're discussing.
Moroz, you said you're not new to Boston, is that correct?
Right, I've been at the Hilton Hotel and Financial District for the last 7 years.
Were you ever the manager of record?
No, I was not.
Are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sales service of alcohol and the running of an inholder license?
I am.
So you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
That's right.
You've been working with the Davidson Hotel Group for over 10 years, that's correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. Counselor, you may go ahead.
Thank you. So we represent the applicant, HRB MA Holdings LLC, who's acquired a collection of hotels with the Hyatt Regency Cambridge at 575 Memorial Drive. The application seeks to continue the same services, dates, entertainment, nothing changing from that perspective other than Ed coming on as the new manager of record and coming over from the Hilton downtown to this hotel. The management by the Davidson Hotel Group, which the application checked that off, although what Susan sent me didn't have the management agreement, so I'm hoping you have it.
We do have the management agreement, it's like,
I brought it with
it's long. Over 55 pages long.
I'm glad I didn't negotiate that. that would be good for business. So we're here to answer any questions you have on operation, the ownership, and the management of Davidson has been in the Commonwealth for a while, has operated multiple hotels. The ownership group has managed across the country some boutique luxury hotels as well as hotels like this. And they're excited to be in Cambridge.
Any other properties in Cambridge? No?
Nothing else in the city of Cambridge that I'm aware of.
Okay. Mr. Moraz, are you TIPS certified or 21 proof?
I am not currently, but I'm making arrangements to do that quickly.
Okay.
We discussed that he previously was. The staff at the hotel is, and he's in the process of getting himself updated for that.
And there's going to be no renovations or anything. I saw his floor plans. It all looked the same, correct?
As far as I'm aware, there's no renovation. I'm sure there will be at some point
for
upgrades, but nothing planned with their acquisition.
Okay. Any questions?
Nope.
Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Hopeful to grant?
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Merit Hospitality, LLC, doing business as Le Meridian, 20 Sydney Street, for change of manager to Joseph DeDiego, Jr.
Madam Chair,
could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record, please?
Sure. Joseph DeDiego, DADIEGO.
Thank you. And have you ever been the manager on a liquor license before?
For 5 years at the Dedham Hilton, as well as about 4 years at the DoubleTree in Boston.
And I saw that you answered that you had no disciplinary issues?
No.
And are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regards to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes, I am.
And do you understand that I expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
I do.
Are you currently TIPS or 21 proof certified?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Could you please provide that to us?
Yes, I'll turn it over to you.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. We'll vote to grant.
Granted.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you as well.
Application 400 Discovery Park LLC, 20 Acorn Park Drive, has applied for a flammable license for 602 gallons of Class 2.
Hi, good afternoon.
Take them both together.
Yes, thank you.
And 400 Discovery Park LLC, 30 Acorn Park Drive, has applied for a flammable license for 602 gallons of Class 2.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and spell your last name for the record?
Anne Sobolowski, SOBOLEWSKI.
Thank you. And these are both for diesel, is that correct?
That is correct. They're for the emergency generators. There's one emergency generator for each building, and there's a storage tank on the first floor, and then there's an auxiliary tank that goes with the generator on the roof.
Okay. And these are both tenant building, correct?
They will be, yes.
Okay.
Are these residential buildings?
No.
No.
It's office buildings, okay. Office tenants.
Okay. So you have your flammables material permit and everything else seems to be squared away. Any questions?
No.
Anyone in favor of these petitions? Anyone in opposition to these petitions? Okay, and vote to grant.
And I have my affidavit and the green cards. Since I sent them together, I have the original green card stapled to one for one number, but a copy for the other.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you very much.
Application, Museum of Science, One Science Park, common victualler alcohol license for a change of manager to Andrew Lambros.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your names and spell your last names for the record?
Andrew Lambros, L-A-M-B-R-O-S.
Thank you.
Brian Therrien, T-H-E-R-R-I-E-N.
Thank you very much. And Lambros, have you ever been the manager on a liquor license before?
No.
Okay. So you do have some experience according to this, yes?
Correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yep. So I currently have been at the museum for almost 5 years. I've been in charge of all catering there. I now oversee catering and the cafeteria operations, so I'm very up to date on all that is alcohol sales and receiving and the safety, serving our guests with that. At the moment, you know, I order all the alcohol as well as train all the bar staff that we have and bar managers are on site. We also, you know, keep everybody up to date, and we are enrolling myself and the bar managers in the 21 proof coming up, but we are all TIP certified and ServSafe certified.
Okay. If you will upload your tips when you have a chance, that would be great. So are you up to date with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to sale and service of alcohol? And do you understand that we expect to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Yes.
Thank you. I would vote to grant.
Granted.
Granted. Thank you. Sir Therrien, I'm sorry, your role at the museum?
I'm the Vice President of Finance.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Administrative matters. Julia Hallman, on behalf of Formaggio Kitchen, applied to change their Sunday hours to be 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Current hours are 12 p.m. to 11 p.m.
One second, I think I gave extra to the chief here. There we go. Yep. Granted.
Robert Cunniff, on behalf of Cunniff Landscape, has filed a waiver of hearing for violation of Cambridge Municipal Code using more than one leaf blower within 10,000 feet of each other.
Yeah, they've had a previous violation and we've issued a fine for it, so I would vote violation, $300 fine.
Okay.
Donald Beauvert, on behalf of Casella Waste Services, has filed a waiver of hearing for violation of Cambridge Municipal Code, loading and unloading dumpsters before the allowable hour.
This is one that they're aware of as well, so I would vote for a violation for each instance and a $300 fine for each, for a total $600 fine.
Okay.
Gopo Runda, holder of common victualler license at 114 Magazine Street, has changed the corporate name from Sun & Sun to Surya 3 Ravi, Inc.
Granted, change of corporate name and renewal.
One Days, Julia Chatterjee, entertainment license, MIT Walker Memorial, December 7th from 7 to 9 p.m. for a fashion show with recorded music.
Granted, with an amended start time of 7:30 p.m. for MIT registration.
Jason Allison, Pardee Safari, for an entertainment license at East Cambridge Savings Bank parking lot on December 12th from 4 to 8.
Granted, no license fees at the event.
Kate Douglas on behalf of Industry Lab for a wine license at 288 Norfolk Street on December 14th through 15th from 14th and 15th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Granted, must implement a system to identify under 21-year-olds.
Jesse Chirovsky on behalf of Cultural Survival, Hawker Peddler license for 51 vendors at Cambridge Fringe and Latin on December 14th and 15th. Milka Gallucci, Wine with Entertainment license, International School of Boston, December 14th, 2 to 10.
Granted with an amended start time of 6:30 p.m. and there must be a limited number of alcoholic drinks. Three are associated with the admission price, otherwise since or after the alcohol must be sold.
Julie Kreitz for a one-day Hawker Peddler at 1350 Mass Ave, December 12th and 15th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Granted.
Andrea Garmilla for an entertainment license at MIT Kresge Little Theater.
Granted with hours as approved by MIT.
Bill Manley on behalf of Harvard Square Business Association entertainment license at DeGuglielmo Plaza, December 7th from 1 to 5.
Granted with 4 p.m. end time per park permit.
Bill Manley, entertainment license at DeGuglielmo Plaza on December 21st, 12 to 2.
So far, we don't have the city park permit yet.
I've already looked into it. I don't have the response yet. Evander Price, an all alcohol with entertainment license at Lowell House, December 6th.
Granted with an amended start time of 10 p.m. for registration, limited number of drinks, three are associated with the admission price, otherwise thereafter the alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
What was the limited number?
Three.
Peter Stein, entertainment license at Wits End, December 6th from 5 to 8:30.
Granted, entertainment license only.
Jamie Davenport, on behalf of 1369 Coffee House, Malt and Wine with Entertainment on December 12th from 3 to 9.
Granted.
Linda Zhao, One Day Hawker Peddler for December 6th at Lehman Hall.
Granted.
Pedro Morales, Malt and Wine at Sanders Theater.
Granted, police detail required. 25 through 27, defer all of those. They don't have any of the attachments and they're in 2020, so you have time.
Kyle Clayson on behalf of Hallamore, special noise variance, December 7th, 7 to 9 at 225 Beneath.
I would grant with any conditions as required by traffic, parking, and transportation.
Klein Sanders has notified the License Commission that Radius Bank sold medallion 213 and 144 and 121.
Acknowledged.
Klein and Sanders notified License Commission that Fresh Venture Capital sold medallion 219.
Acknowledged.
Daniel Ludden, one-day wine license, December 31st at 7 p.m. at Sanders Theater.
Granted a limited number of two alcoholic drinks associated with the admission price, otherwise and thereafter the alcohol must be sold.
Consideration of statement of reasons for matters heard on September 24th.
I'll go, since there's so many, I'll go in the order that they're here. Thistle and Shamrock, approved. Liquor World, approved. Inman Square, Inman Cambridge LLC, approved. Cambridge Spirits, approved. We'll skip Broadway Marketplace because the chief recused himself from that one. Capsco Inc. approved. Humberton Fruit Orchard approved. Surya Binayak approved. Libby's Market approved. Cambridge Mall Liquor, we'll save that one for next meeting. Fresh Pond Liquors, Inc. approved. Four Seasons Coriana, Four Seasons Food Service, Inc. approved. No. And Shalimar Sosa Factory approved.
Vines, on behalf of Eversource, filed waiver of hearing for work performed on November 19th after 6 p.m.
Violation, $300 fine.
Statement of reasons for matters heard on October 23rd.
October 23rd, was it just Bart and me? I can't remember. Or was it the chief and me? I know that these are all 2-0.
Bart was here, the chief was not.
November 19th, that was the chief of me. So we'll move on.
Move those to 12-18.
We'll move on to the 19th, the Sebon approved. Sorry.
Application Allison Exkizian for a one-day malt and wine, December 6th, from 12 to 9 at Holy Trinity Armenian Church.
Granted.
Kendall Hicks, one day entertainment, December 6th, 8 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Granted with amendment start time of 9 p.m. for MIT registration and police still required.
Courtney Green, on behalf of Cambridge Side, one day wine and malt, December 9th from 5:30 to 7:30.
Granted with a limited number of 3 per invitee as event detail submitted. Per event detail submitted, sorry.
Michael Connolly for a one-day wine and malt on December 17th, 6 to 8 at Work Bar.
Granted with the condition that alcohol must be sold. There was one more. 61554, it's a one-day hawker peddler license. Cameron Turner for Harvard College for a hawker peddler on December 6th and 7th from 8 to 10 p.m. Granted.
And
it was in the file. Now we have a number
consideration of renewals.
These are the list of the renewals that we have received to date. In terms of use of our dealer, I would acknowledge as received and issued or as to issue when they're completed. In terms of the inholder lodging house, the same. And in terms of common victual alcohol and or entertainment licenses, the same. And then we have a number of licensees that did not renew, alcohol licensees that did not renew. Most of these we knew about and received notice. The only one we didn't receive notice on was Coffee Shop LLC. I would acknowledge and I would send a certification to the ABCC once we finish our hearings for renewals of consideration, if any. And I would ask that Ms. Lynch send a letter to Coffee Shop LLC. Do we have minutes? Oh, no.
No. Well, okay. We do, but not for him.
Okay. All right. I think that's it. All right. Thank you. Were you here for something? I'm sorry.
Boston Burger Company. Last week, said I had to come to the hearing for license renewal. 610 Main Street.
The consideration of the renewal, they were scheduled for today, or they were supposed to, but we didn't.
I have an email saying.
Did you receive the hearing notice by any chance?
I haven't an email yet. I said I'm the last one.
Yeah,
go figure.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Can you give us a second while we go upstairs? Yeah. And Miss Chief Boyer, do you mind going upstairs and getting the see if it's on Mr. O'Neill's desk. Okay. 610 Main Street, Boston Burger. Thank you. Yeah. Miss, can you go upstairs and help her? You might have a better idea of where it is. Thank you. No, those Bertucci's, they transferred their license. They changed corporate names.
Oh, okay.
And so these are
the
old
numbers.
Ones.
License numbers. Okay.
Yeah. The ABCC is no longer transferring the license number when you transfer a license from one to the other. Yeah. Well, this is not the fact that I'm looking for. Why don't you sit down?
Okay.
What's the second, the rest of it is in.
All right. Could you please state your name for the record?
Sebastian Fricia, F-R-I-C-I-A.
And this is Boston Burger at 610 Main Street, which is a new license that was granted but has never issued.
Correct.
Correct. And this has been going on for a long time, so can you tell us what's the status?
It is, I was there this morning with the landlord and the mechanical engineer. They have some minor touches to change in the drawings, and I think we're pretty much ready to start construction. Do you want me to give you a little background on how we got here this far? Or?
So you haven't started construction at all?
No, it started and then stopped. The architecture firm we hired, after 85 years of being in business, closed its doors.
Really?
Oh, yeah. After I paid him $75,000 and never paid his the structural engineer or the mechanical engineer. So after that, I had to go get another architect, new engineers. And while that all happened, the building got sold. Osborne Triangle got sold. So, I mean, it has been, to start, it took me 18 months to get a building permit.
So this, I'm just trying to visualize. So, which building is this? This on the corner?
Corner. Yeah, Simona's on the corner. I'm on the opposite side of the building.
So this is the one that sits opposite the projects at the
correct.
Corner of Carlo Medeiros.
Yes.
Okay. And it's still a shell.
It is. Very.
The whole building's still a show?
No.
Just
a
spot.
Right, okay.
We've been paying rent for over 2 years. We have sunk hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars into this project. Yeah, and we are pretty much at our end of our cord. We got to get this thing open, put it that way.
And you are going to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're in, like...
What do you have for a timeline for opening? You know?
Hopefully construction, pending, it's going to start in the next couple of weeks, 4 to 5 months, that's what it's projected to be, barring no other instances. Everything has gone wrong that has gone
May,
wrong.
May, June.
Hopefully May, June, yeah. Realistically.
Oh, that's so good. That's
it's been nothing short of a struggle, honestly.
Okay. I would take this under advisement and vote on it at the next meeting because of our failure to put it on the agenda. I wouldn't want to raise any issues. If we find out that it is an issue that we need to hear you again, we'll let you know. But otherwise, we'll just vote on the 18th, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you. We're getting there. The light is at the end of the tunnel, I hope.
All right. Now that's said, we're done.